USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Polls closed at 7 o'clock Eastern Time in the highly anticipated Virginia governor's race. Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin are running neck and neck, and the race could impact the fate of President Biden's agenda and is also seen as a bellwether for next year's midterm elections. President Biden on his way back to the United States after spending some time overseas. The president, when talking to reporters in Glasgow, Scotland, was pressed about inflation.
The significant reason why prices are up is because of COVID affecting the supply chain.
Biden also pointing the finger at Russia and OPEC for rising gas prices, saying they are refusing to pump more oil. This after many Republicans are quick to point out that Biden, on his first day in office, shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure to use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Flight delays continuing on another domestic airline.
Weather and staffing shortages entered a fourth day for American Airlines, with the top U.S. carrier canceling more flights on Monday to push the total number to nearly 2,300 canceled flights since last Friday. The airline said it canceled 340 flights, or 6% of its total planned flights on Monday. The airline said nearly 1,800 flight attendants are returning from leave starting Monday. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NBCSN will be going dark at the end of this year. The sports network shutting down operations on December 31st with content shifting to USA Network. Sports such as NASCAR, Atlantic 10 basketball, IndyCar, and various Olympic sports will move to USA. The network will carry more than 1,500 hours of sports programming that used to be on NBCSN. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
In Kenosha County, Wisconsin, the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is underway. Beginning with opening statements, Kenosha County Assistant DA Thomas Binger, who is the lead prosecutor against Rittenhouse, says there will be no doubt that two people were killed by the defendant.
There will be no dispute in this record that the defendant had that gun that night, shot 8 bullets, 4 of them hit Joseph Rosenbaum, 2 of them at an unknown individual, 1 into Anthony Huber's chest, and 1 into Gage Grosskreutz's arm. That will not be in dispute.
Rittenhouse's defense attorney is saying that he killed the two rioters and looters in self-defense. The vaccine mandate in New York City is causing some discourse among city workers. The Fire Department of New York has already faced some challenges as more than 2,000 firefighters are on medical leave over the mandate. The president of the Uniform Fire Officers Association, James McCarthy, rejects claims that firefighters are faking medical leave, saying that's simply not how the fire department works.
All our doctors examine our firefighters and fire officers and assign them to medical leave. So this assertion that people are faking is incorrect.
It's unclear when the firefighters will return to work. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.